The history of agriculture is written in the dust. From the stripping of ancient Greece down to the bedrock, to the spectacular gullies of Italy's La Crete and America's Piedmont Plateau, poor farming practices have forced migrations, caused wars, famine, disease, and even threatens modern agriculture.
Soil really is the one crucial resource that humanity depends on, and yet that we systematically undervalue and treat like dirt.
That was Dr. David Montgomery, professor of geomorphology at the University of Washington. His recent book, Dirt, is Strong Medicine. I interviewed him in the garden of his Seattle home, a very pleasant example of urban horticulture, and you'll hear some stark reminders of the industrial civilization surrounding it.
In your book, Dirt, you describe an agriculture system that's on the verge of collapse, vulnerable to interruption of inputs of fertilizer, fuel, and especially long-term soil degradation. Am I overstating the case to say that these disruptions in agriculture could take civilization with it?
No, I don't think you're overstating the case, but I think that it would be overstating the immediate hazard to portray that as something that faces us in the next few years or few decades. It's a challenge that society faces over the next century, maybe two centuries. In my view, it's the big challenge facing humanity just over the horizon from how we deal with climate change.
Dr. Montgomery says that the lifespan of most civilizations can be predicted by the depth of their soil, and when that's gone, so is the civilization. Mesopotamia exhausted its soil by about 1800 BC, and Baghdad, its center, today sits in little more than a desert. Closer to home, the American Dust Bowl was a tragedy that played out over a decade rather than centuries. The dramatic photo on the cover of his book, Dirt, shows a Dakota farmyard with wagons buried to the wheel tops.
It's a striking photograph, and the publisher loved it. I also liked it because it shows essentially the aftermath of a very local technological collapse, and it relates to the way the people treated the land. And if we look at the relationship of societies to the land, the way people treated the land ended up setting the longevity of many major human societies, and that photograph, to me, sort of captured the elements of that overall story, but with a modern twist.
So the Dust Bowl was not just an act of God, then?
No, it was not just an act of God. There have been many droughts, equally severe as the one that caused the Dust Bowl, over the last several thousand years on the Great Plains, and the soil didn't blow away. What was different about the drought that caused the Dust Bowl was that the farms of the Eastern Plains, the areas overlain by the Buffalo Prairie, where the grass was literally holding the soil together, once that was aggressively plowed and opened up so that there was nothing holding the soil, once it was exposed back to desiccation and drying in a drought and then the power of the winds, it quite literally blew away.
In your book, Dirt, you give us example after example of societies who essentially survived until their soil played out. What's that, on average, a couple thousand years, or is it less than that?
Well, if you want to take sort of the encompassing view, it's 800 to 2,000 years.
So we've got a long ways to go before we have to worry about anything like that then.
Well, we do where we're sitting now in Western Washington, because agriculture arrived here a century ago or so. But there's parts of the world today that have already played through their natural endowment of soil. And given that society is now a relatively integrated global affair, and we don't have any other planets to go to and no new continents to take over, colonize, or reshape, the problem may start to manifest for our global society well before it becomes a problem everywhere. So there's parts of the world that are very resilient to the problem of soil loss because they're naturally endowed with a great reservoir of dirt. But most of the planet's not that way. If we look at Africa, we look at most of South America, most of Asia. So there's places around the world today that are very close to the edge already.
While Dr. Montgomery cautions against an immediate overreaction, he does say that given the globalized markets for food, shortfalls anywhere will impact prices and availability of food. Within the Pacific Northwest region, there is a grassroots push to improve food security. What are Dr. Montgomery and others doing? Tune in next time as we finish our conversation with Dr. Montgomery and embark on a tour of Puget Sound communities. For One World Report, this is Tom Allen.